What's in a name? There are many different terms used to talk about Canada's Aboriginal people, and the appropriate choice of words seems to depend on who is talking to whom and what the context is. This correct choice of term also seems to be constantly shifting, so it can be difficult to know which expression to use. However, it is important for all people living in Canada to be aware of these terms, what they mean, and how they are used. It is also important for people to understand that most of these terms have not come from Aboriginal peoples themselves, but were adopted by European explorers and settlers. Therefore, some of these terms have negative connotations or meanings, and it is necessary to learn the differences between these terms and how to use them properly. One word that is often used in legal contexts to refer to Aboriginal people is the term Indian. This term is used not only to refer to Aboriginal people in Canada, but also in other parts of North America. So where did the term Indian come from? When the explorer Christopher Columbus, 1451 to 1506, sailed west from Spain in hopes of finding a quick route to India, he landed in the Antilles, a group of islands in the Caribbean Sea. Because he believed he had reached the Indian Ocean, he mistakenly referred to the local peoples as Indians. Although it was soon realized that Columbus had made a mistake, Europeans continued to use the term Indian to refer to Aboriginal peoples in North America. The term Indian became a permanent part of Canadian culture in 1876 when the federal government passed the Indian Act. The Indian Act is a federal law that was designed to govern or rule the day-to-day lives of Aboriginal people. At the time that this law was created, the federal government wanted Aboriginal people to assimilate into Euro-Canadian culture. The government and many Euro-Canadian settlers believed that the Aboriginal way of life was primitive and inferior to their own. Therefore, the aim of the Indian Act was to get rid of Aboriginal cultures, languages, and political and economic systems, and absorb Aboriginal people, or Indians, into mainstream Euro-Canadian society as quickly as possible. Because there was a belief that Aboriginal cultures, and therefore Aboriginal people, were inferior, being called an Indian was anything but a compliment. Today, the Indian Act still exists, and it still governs many aspects of Aboriginal people's lives. However, the term Indian is used less and less in mainstream Canadian society because of its negative connotation and association with the past. The word Indian is often replaced with terms such as Native or Native American. These terms are used to highlight the fact that Aboriginal people were the original people of this land. However, today, many people, including the federal government, use the term Aboriginal to refer to the First Peoples of Canada. This term is considered to be more respectful. The terms First Nations, Métis, and Inuit are also frequently used to identify Aboriginal people, but there are important distinctions between these names. Since the 1970s, the term First Nations has been used more and more to replace the word Indian. However, the term First Nations does not actually refer to all Aboriginal people in Canada. Rather, it only refers to Aboriginal people who are members of a particular tribe or First Nation community that is recognized by the federal government and the Indian Act. For example, the city of Vancouver sits on the traditional territory of three different First Nations: the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. Today, there are over 630 different First Nations in Canada, many of which have very distinct cultures and languages. The term Inuit, on the other hand, refers to the Aboriginal people who live in northern or Arctic Canada, Alaska, and Greenland. These people have a common cultural heritage and language. In the past, Inuit people were referred to as Eskimos, but today this term is not used in Canada. The term Métis is a bit more complicated and is used differently by different people. This word is used both in a more general sense and a more specific one, and not everyone agrees on which one is accurate. In the more general usage, the word Métis refers to people who have mixed Aboriginal and European ancestry. Used in this way, many people in Canada can claim to be Métis. However, others argue that the term Métis only refers to people whose ancestors can be traced back to intermarriages between Aboriginal women and European men during the fur trade in the 18th and 19th century. The Métis people of this period had a very distinct language, and their cultural traditions were different from either Aboriginal or European communities. With these two different definitions of the term Métis, it is important that people are careful with how they use this term. Some people who have mixed heritage would never identify themselves as Métis, while others would. So with all these terms, what do Aboriginal people themselves prefer? Well, the answer to that question is just as complex as the meaning and use of each of the separate terms. There are some basic suggestions, however, that might help. Generally, for non-Aboriginal people, it is best to avoid using the term Indian, although many Aboriginal people still use this term to identify themselves and other Aboriginal people. They may consider it disrespectful when a non-Aboriginal person uses it. This again goes back to the connection this word has to the Indian Act and the racist policies that Aboriginal people had to live by because of it. The least contentious or upsetting terms to use currently are Aboriginal or Native. However, nowadays, some Aboriginal people prefer to identify themselves by their family ties or connection to a particular First Nation rather than using these terms. For instance, they may introduce themselves as Musqueam or as being from the Musqueam Nation. It's clear that there are many words and phrases used to refer to Aboriginal people, and many different ways that Aboriginal people identify themselves. It is important, therefore, for people to understand and be sensitive to the history, meaning, and usage of all these terms so that they can choose their words carefully and avoid misunderstandings.